How Human Hair Became an Oil Spill Savior. Back in 1989, when the Exxon Valdez disaster hit, Philip McCrory, a hairdresser from Madison, Alabama, got a groundbreaking idea. He saw a desperate attempt to clean oil-soaked fur on TV and wondered if human hair could do the trick. With tons of hair ending up in landfills from salons every day, McCrory saw potential. He grabbed 5 pounds of hair from his salon, stuffed it into pantyhose, and made a ring. Dropping it into a pool of water with motor oil, he watched as the oil clung to the hair, leaving the water clear. It was a simple yet genius solution to a massive problem. McCrory stumbled upon a groundbreaking idea: hair can attract oil. Unlike other materials, oil sticks to hair instead of seeping through it. This discovery led to a cost-effective solution for cleaning up oil spills. McCrory shared his findings with scientists at the Marshall Space Flight Center, who were amazed by its potential. They conducted tests and found that hair could soak up a gallon of oil in less than 2 minutes, costing only about $2. This was a game changer, as traditional methods cost 5 times more and took longer. McCrory patented his idea and started a business. Thanks to hair, the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill got a much-needed cleanup. The Lamstey Formula. McCrory revolutionized how we handle oil spills, making a big impact. He believed in the power of inspiration to drive innovation. To spark creativity, McCrory introduced the Lamstey Formula, pronounced Lamstey. It stands for, look at more stuff, think about it harder. This method encourages teams to explore new ideas and think deeply about them. Innovation doesn't just happen by chance, it needs structure and effort. By embracing Lamstey, organizations can cultivate a culture of innovation and tackle challenges more effectively. Many companies talk a big game about innovation, but few deliver. Chief innovation officers often gather in fancy meeting rooms to discuss building a culture of innovation, yet results are lacking. Why? Because most companies focus more on what comes out of the innovation process than what goes into it. They expect innovation to happen magically, without putting in the effort to foster it. To truly innovate, a company needs to challenge itself and inspire its employees. Rich Rischeling, a big shot at GE's Crotonville Learning Hub, says, "Inspiration is about sparking your mind, getting it moving. When you follow it, you see the impact on your business." Instead of sitting around waiting for inspiration, GE sets the stage for it to happen in 3 ways. 1. Inspiration through delight. Sometimes you'll stumble upon inspiration when you least expect it. It's like a sudden spark of motivation that comes from something delightful, such as a beautiful scene on the street or wise words from a child. 2. Inspiration through intention. Other times, you have to actively seek out inspiration. This could mean visiting a museum or attending an engaging class. But don't be surprised if you find inspiration in unexpected places that most people overlook. 3. Inspiration on demand. When you're feeling stuck and need a quick boost of inspiration, try to heighten your awareness. Stay open to new ideas and experiences, and you might just find the inspiration you need to keep moving forward. To spark inspiration, encourage your team to seek unique insights. While we can't promise lightning will strike, we can foster an environment for creative thinking and new ideas using Lamstey. This innovation approach relies on 5 main drivers, known as the 5 M's. 1. Mood. Ever felt like the vibe just wasn't right? Whether it's for a dinner date, impressing your boss, or finding the perfect school for your kid, you can tell when the mood is off. And guess what? That mood plays a big role in sparking creativity and innovation. Too many corporate bigwigs try to stir up innovation in stuffy old conference rooms. Big mistake. If you want to shake things up and get those creative juices flowing, you've got to step out of the boardroom. Take Nike, for example. They wanted their execs to bond better, so they called in the pros. Instead of another snooze fest meeting, they went for something different. They shook up the routine with what they called purposeful disruptions. The Nike team gets whisked away on a train to Seattle. But they're not headed to some fancy office. Nope, they're off to a bus stop. And that's where the real magic happens. One exec gets handed a bunch of flowers with a simple instruction: give them to the first person who steps off the bus. And just like that, sparks start to fly. The recipient, a teacher with 25 years under her belt. Suddenly, the team's feeling closer than ever, all thanks to a few flowers and a bus stop. See, it's all about shaking things up and breaking out of the usual routine. So next time you're stuck in a boring old meeting room, remember, innovation thrives when you step outside the box. Techniques to shift group mood. Another effective method for altering a group's atmosphere is by posing thought-provoking questions and asserting bold statements. Questions like, "What's next?" and "When was the last time you created something?" can ignite fresh ideas. Encouraging reflection on what to start, stop, and continue prompts constructive evaluation. Challenging the group to consider when they last explored beyond their usual boundaries can spark innovation. For instance, in a collaboration with IndyCar Racing, a consultant urged a client to envision their company's ultimate exposure and strategize accordingly. Such bold approaches stir up creativity and encourage innovative thinking. Another way to spark new ideas is by changing your surroundings. Instead of sticking to the usual activities, like hiking or going to ball games, try something different. For example, a team of Disney executives once spent 6 productive hours at Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond, Virginia. This change of scenery helped them think about their business in fresh and creative ways. By taking people out of their usual environment, they can gain new insights and inspiration. 2. Mindset. Being inspired is all about how you look at things. Here are 4 smart ways to change how you think and get those creative juices flowing. Instead of just seeing things from your angle, ask others like your team and customers what they think. Back in 2007, GE did just that. They wanted to see how their imagination at work motto was playing out worldwide. So, they handed out video cameras to their folks. The result? One savvy worker found a way to save a ton of cash on a plant redesign. GE loved the fresh idea, put it into action, and pocketed some serious savings. By flipping your viewpoint, you can uncover game-changing ideas right in front of you. Encouraging innovation requires a few key practices. Firstly, taking risks is essential. At Ore-Ida, a potato products plant, engineers are allowed to experiment freely. They fire a cannon on the plant's grounds to celebrate what they call a perfect failure. This means pursuing an idea wholeheartedly until it's clear it won't work. Next, it's important to find your passion. This helps in all aspects of life. Lastly, welcoming ambiguity is crucial. By tolerating confusion and giving people time to explore new approaches, you can uncover the most innovative ideas. Great ideas can't be rushed. 3. Mechanisms. When you're inspired to do something, make sure you set up the right environment to make it happen. Look for smart solutions that solve more than one problem, like medical tourism, which offers privacy, good healthcare, and saves money. Aim to make a big impact, like changing a country or even the whole world. Make a clear plan to put your idea into action. To tackle company issues with fresh ideas, start by thoroughly understanding the problem. Make a detailed list of its key physical, functional, and emotional aspects. Use this list to spark creativity. Let your mind wander freely and discard any mental barriers hindering your imagination. One handy method, known as thief and doctor, involves borrowing an idea from another industry and adapting it to fit your needs. Then, evaluate your ideas based on traditional factors like marketing, finances, and branding. Finally, create a plan to put your idea into action. Express it clearly, add necessary details, advocate for it passionately, take concrete steps, and give it a memorable name. 4. measurement. Ever wondered how to measure inspiration, ideation, and innovation? Think about it like this. Imagine reviewing a Greenwich Village lounge. Instead of just counting chairs or drinks, you might count the mirrored bricks used in decor, 234, check the ratio of women to men, 3-2, or tally up the people inside, 133. It's like finding unique ways to keep track of what makes a place special. To gauge how a company's doing, pay attention to little things. Notice if people meet your gaze when chatting. Check out what folks keep in their offices. Cool stuff can indicate a good vibe. For mindset, ask how many projects flop each quarter. If none do, maybe the company's not taking enough risks. See if folks feel inspired to be creative. To check if things are moving, ask if anyone's had new ideas lately. And to get a sense of overall mood, ask about the level of gross organizational happiness. Lastly, look for records of good times, like a yearbook, to see if the momentum's strong. 5. Momentum. A big wireless company grew fast, stressing out its workers. So, the tech team took a trip to a farm in Petaluma, California, called Green String Farm. The farm owner, Bob Kinnard, met them and explained how he farms. He plants rows of potatoes and weeds alternately, which confuses the city folks. Kinnard said, "You have to give the potatoes room to breathe." He meant that weeds help the veggies by attracting bugs and giving them nutrients. This was like a lesson for the hardworking execs. They need to give their team some space to relax and recharge. This space keeps the momentum going. So, make sure your employees get a break. Don't squash the momentum. The 6th M. Dr. Michael Kopass came up with a groundbreaking idea, sending trained rescuers in special vehicles to help people in emergencies. Years later, he had a heart attack on his way to work. Luckily, an ambulance from the company he helped start, Medic One, rushed to save him. This innovation, which he pioneered, came full circle to save his life. Innovation is unpredictable but vital. It's about finding new ways to solve problems. Dr. Kopass's story shows how important it is to keep thinking of new ideas. Remember, inspiration plus creativity equals innovation. Who knows? The next life you save could be your own. Key points. 1. Human hair absorbs oil spills, sparking innovation in disaster cleanup. 2. The Lamstey formula encourages deep thinking for innovation. 3G promotes inspiration through delight, intention, and demand. 4. Group mood and mindset shifts foster creativity and innovation. 5. Mechanisms include problem understanding, idea evaluation, and action planning. 6. Measurement tracks inspiration, ideation, and innovation progress. 7. Momentum in innovation requires space for relaxation and recharge.